And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got a text in from Bert from Owens Crossroads. I've got some people in this audience who have lived some extremely interesting lives. So Bert from Owens Crossroads, he may be like in the top 10 interesting listeners we've got. I don't know. But he heard me talk about Missoula smoke jumpers a while ago. And he sent me pictures of when he used to fly the planes for the Missoula smoke jumpers. And then he's got a picture of like one of his planes with the fire retardant coming out the back of it as it drops. That's the thing. I mean, that like when we used to like sit around waiting on a jump, somebody would always say, "You know what I was thinking, man? They're always hiring out there in Missoula. And we're already paratrooper trained, right? We're already airborne qualified. We go out there and we get to jump all the time and we jump into," and it would always be like a 10-minute conversation that never went anywhere. Although it was pretty cool.
That is a pretty cool job, I would assume.
That's a bossy job, man. It's a dangerous job. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can just tell you right now that they jump static line. So they're jumping static line with all this equipment. And they're jumping with padded suits. And I've heard padded suits and face masks and everything else because they're jumping into trees. As paratroopers, we try to avoid trees. Mm-hmm. They're having to jump where the fire is, not where the drop zone is. And so the drop zone is wherever the fire is, that's where they jump. And they're jumping in and then, you know, making a fire line, do what they got to do. It's just those guys. I tell you what. They don't get paid enough.
I agree.
Listen, we're going to start a new topic here in a minute. I'm calling it Waste No Time. I'll kick it off by saying there's a brand new poll that came out. It's a CNN SRSS poll. It's a real poll. It's a big deal. It was done over a period of weeks in the month of May. And it's a startling new revelation. Not really if you're paying attention. But it's a startling new revelation, says the Populist Times, of the Democrat Party's declining popularity. I mean, everything is cyclic, you know, in politics, I will just say. The party who's in vogue today may not be in vogue again later. You know, so there's an old saying that in campaigning that a week is a lifetime in politics because anything can happen in a week. Things can change. The fickle whims of society can move the undecideds in different directions pretty easily. There's always those who are on the base. The base of each side tends to stay where they are, but it's those people that run through the middle that don't know, and I vote for the man, you know, or whatever. But right now, what we're seeing is that by and large, in a bipartisan fashion, according to this CNN SRSS poll that just came out, only 16% of Americans... 16%. Only 16% of Americans believe the Democrat Party has strong leadership. I want to know who the 16% are. Like, what are they smoking? They've been hanging out with Ben and Jerry's a little too long. Special gummies and all that.
The same people who voted for Kamala. So they're not very, common sense people.
White dudes for Harris.
Yep.
Yeah. Tim Walz fan club. The first rule of Tim Walz fan club is no one talks about Tim Walz fan club. Just saying.
Is that the rule? Is that
that's the rule? No one wants to be associated. The interesting dynamic here is the poll came out, and like I said, it's a CNN poll. So CNN reporters Manu Raju and David Chalian were basically taken aback. They're live on TV, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, that's how Americans see the parties." No, that's how Americans see the Democrats. And they tried to mitigate it. They see the parties that way. It wasn't the Republicans at 16%. It was the Democrats. So that being said, this should be a wake-up call, not just for Democrats. This should be a wake-up call for Republicans. Why? Because if we waste this opportunity, shame on us. While they are down, we got to kick them. I'm just saying. Listen, call me heartless if you want to. But when you see on the battlefield a weakness in your enemy, you exploit the weakness. You don't sit back and wait for them to regroup. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about this show. Woo. I mean, it goes from like Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border from there to what we get to call, once again, Fort Benning. Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And oh, by the way, that's just the radio. Thank you to all y'all that also tune in live streaming every single day on Facebook and our website and X and Rumble and all the other places and YouTube. And oh, by the way, all y'all that podcast it too. It's an audience that makes this worthwhile. So thank you very much. I am in number two of the Triple Dipper for the day. I'm calling it Waste No Time. I was telling you right before the break that a new poll just came out that shows that only 16%, this is a real poll, a CNN poll, and then CNN, like, acted surprised. What? I mean, that's, what? How about, 16% of Americans believe the Democrat Party has strong leadership. CNN's Manu Raju, when he heard that, all he could say was, wow. That's it. Wow. You think? I mean, they're feckless. They're falling apart. They lost big. They lost huge. They trounced their own candidates. They had a guy with dementia sitting in the Oval Office, and then they tried to put up the cackler-in-chief to take his place. I mean, the whole thing has been just a complete debacle. Like, the policies, the economy, the energy sector, the border, national defense, name it. Name a thing that did right. And the only way you can say right is if you are a true liberal and you liked doing all that stuff. Democratic Party also trailed the GOP on whether Americans believed it was the party of action. According to the CNN poll, only 19% believe the Democratic Party can, quote, get things done. Who are these 19%? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's the question.
I mean, you don't have the majority of the House, the Senate, the White House. You've lost multiple states. You lost chunks of California in the last election. I mean, we picked up like 10 counties in California. So I look at this and go, who are the 19% that think the Democrats, we can get stuff done? Well, you know, not if you keep up this pace. But here's the thing. Here's my point in all this. It's not just to berate Democrats. We could do that all day long if we wanted to. And you know what? The bottom line is this. This is not time for Republicans to go, well, you know, we can't beat them up too bad because they're down. No, that's when you beat them up. This is battlefield. This is street rules. This is for all the marbles. You don't look at the Democrats while they're down and go, well, you know, we'll wait till they're back up and they can fight a little more. Screw that. Go for it, man.
That's been our biggest criticism of the Alabama Republicans.
Yes.
And I really don't want to see that become a problem at the federal level. Because truthfully, Trump doesn't have 4 years to get his agenda done. He has two.
That's right.
Because, I mean, too many times we've seen Republicans not show up in the mid-election primaries in between presidential elections. So, if somehow we fumbled 2026 and didn't get what needed to be done within the first 2 years, it's like, great. We just ruined a perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
We had control of House, Senate, and White House, like you said. Now is the time. Like, we can't just, we got 4 years, yep. You know. So.
Yep, absolutely. So what do we do with it? How about this? There's several things. I'm just going to give you a few, all right? I mean, we could go all day on all the things the Republicans ought to be trying to get done right now while they can. Now, the big, beautiful bill is a thing, all right? And that's, let me pull this article. I got an article from The Hill here. I will tell you there's breaking news, like just in the last, what was that, hour on Elon Musk? Is that, I'd say the last hour.
Like right before the show started.
Okay,
yeah.
Last couple hours, but even still. Elon Musk just, the Trump administration wants the, quote, big, beautiful bill passed. Elon Musk just came out and called it disgusting. He said he could no longer contain himself, that this was a disgusting abomination, in his words, and that this bill shouldn't be passed, and that some of those who voted for it should be ashamed. I got to say, I disagree. Now, if there's things buried in there that I've not seen, please show me what they are. I get it. I want to see more done. I want to see more cuts. I want to see the codification of DOGE efforts. And I think that's part of what he's feeling burned about, is that he spent all this time and got doxxed and got just trounced by Tesla's being set on fire, all these things happening. I think he's feeling beat up about it. But he's committed to the idea of downsizing government and not upsizing spending. I disagree with him on this one. I think this bill is still the only thing we've got. And at some point, you have to recognize you can only pass what you can pass. And if you want $10 trillion in cuts, but you can't get that to pass, well, you can take 100% of nothing, or you can get an 80% solution and get it passed and then keep working for the more. So that's kind of where we are on this, in my opinion. But right now, one of the things that we've got to do, literally got to do, is start getting some of this legislation passed. One of them is, and I completely agree with this. So DeRoy Murdoch, I met him at a conference not long ago, a few years ago, actually. DeRoy Murdoch writes for Daily Signal. Great guy. Just very humble, very solid. But he wrote a piece that says, we need to ditch the COVID spending spree. And the headline says, from Daily Signal, Congress can save $1.1 trillion by simply returning to the 2019 budget trajectory. You know what they call that? Pre-COVID spending. Go back to pre-COVID spending levels. COVID became the excuse for anything and everything that every big government, you know, junkie wanted. How much you want? Pork barrel spending? Sure, we'll do it. What do you want to spend it on? Anything? Finding out like whether or not cats like FaceTime, that's awesome. How much you want to spend on it? Green energy, paying people not to work, racist roads, just name it. It was an agenda item, pork barrel spending, and it was through the roof. Well, DeRoy Murdoch points out, he says, fiscal conservatives have been arguing the federal government should spend as it did before COVID-19 ruined everything. He says, thankfully, the pandemic is now in the rearview mirror, but a few diehards are clinging to their masks and growing misty when they missed it. But the reality is, domestic discretionary baseline for fiscal year 2026 is $1.89 trillion. In August of 2019, it was $1.3 trillion. Still sounds like a lot, but when you think about the fact that that's $565 billion less in spending, and all we're doing is getting rid of the pork, go for it. How about this? One of the things that we need to do while Democrats are reeling and people don't believe they even have the mojo to get anything done, and they have no leadership, is start passing stuff like this. That is absolutely an imperative, in my opinion. How about this? The Hill has a big piece today. It came out. House awaits the package to codify DOGE cuts. You and I talked about that in the studio here recently. I do not believe that DOGE should be seen in the annals of history as a flash in the pan, neat idea that was a total PR move. If they let it be a PR move, we failed. And I think that's part of why Elon Musk is so mad.
100%. That's why he's angry.
I mean, the dude gave up.
He didn't have to do what he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Not at all.
He put his neck on the line to do that.
Senate Republicans have signaled they plan to make their imprint on the new big, beautiful bill. Don't know if it's going to ratchet up the spending cuts or water them down. We don't know what's going to happen with Medicaid. We don't know about rolling back the green energy tax credits, all those things that need to get taken care of. But what we're also looking at right now is the House Republicans are waiting on the White House right now to send over a package that it wants to codify certain of the DOGE cuts. So, and I like this. By the way, this is what can happen when you actually have control of the White House and both houses of Congress. If you got the House, the Senate, and the White House, you can actually put together a concerted package like, hey, White House says, we'd like to do this. What do you think? House goes, we can work with that. Let us massage it on our end. Checks and balances are in place, but nonetheless, it's like a big team effort. Well, right now, House Republicans, it says, according to The Hill, are waiting on the White House to send over a package to claw back billions of funding, billions, as the GOP conference looks to formally codify the cuts that DOGE made during the first few months of the Trump administration. Why does it have to be codified? Because that makes it law. Some of the stuff is going to be like, those green energy tax credits, that has to get repealed because Congress put it in place. Some of these things are going to be like the cuts to USAID, that's going to have to be codified in the long run. Some of these things like, massive bloated DEI hires that filled up the ranks of the government service employees, as we're doing a reduction in force, that has to be codified. Otherwise, they'll just hire them right back when the administration changes one day. So all these things are okay to move forward right now, and some of them we're scrapping with the courts on it. But the reality is, if Congress acts to codify these things, it becomes law. It becomes real. And it's a whole lot harder for the Dems to overturn later. I think this has to happen. I think if we don't do this, shame on us. If we let DOGE be nothing more than a soundbite, then we don't deserve the majority that we have. In fact, I'll say that we'll lose the majority, because Democrats will get their footing under them one day, and they'll run against us as being feckless and saying that we don't have what it takes to get the job done. And I got news. When the Democrats are in charge, don't think for a second they won't move in lockstep to just crush. Look what they did with the infrastructure bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. Look what they did with, you know, all the spending they had during COVID. They went absolutely bananas. Nobody could stop it. And if we don't fix this right now, we got a chance. Shame on us. Taking a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. So I got this segment I'm doing right now called Waste No Time. Waste no time. Please, please, Republicans, do not blow this opportunity. The poll that I read you at the beginning says that CNN poll just came out. Even the CNN reporters were like kind of stunned. It says that in a very large-scale poll taken over weeks, a CNN SRSS poll found that literally only 16% of Americans believe the Democrat Party has strong leadership. Only 19% believe that Democrats can get things done. What that means is we are in the mode right now where you, on the battlefield, when you see your enemy down, that's when you exploit their weaknesses and you drive the wedge. You get in there and you get it done. You engage the breach. And if we don't, if we just, let's take our time. Let's give them a chance. Give them more time at the microphone. You know, let's make sure that they can, we don't want to make it hard for them, you know, because one day we might not be the ones in charge. And, you know, I heard that so many times in Montgomery. Well, you know, we got to be careful because, you know, one day we're not going to be the ones in charge and we're not. How about, you know what? You might stay in charge if you'll be in charge.
Never in our lifetime, or maybe mine, hopefully not, but I'd say majority of Alabamians' lifetime, Democrats will not be in charge. So that's such a lazy, you know, one day we might not be. Come on, really?
Right now, Democrats are such a rare commodity in Montgomery that it's silly to say that. And on the national level, I realize we have very narrow majorities in the House and Senate. I get it. You still got to exploit the weaknesses while you can. And by the way, it's not all about spending. There are other things going on. I'm not a single issue guy. One of the things I really want is accountability. And some of this is going to require some serious backbone. It's going to require some people who have some props, if you know what I'm saying. With people who are willing to step up to the plate and go, I see that, and I'm going to find out more, and I'm going to fix it. Like, for instance, I got a piece here from Red State. Headline, Department of Justice is launching a bombshell investigation into the Biden pardons. Was he competent enough to have even issued them? I completely agree. I mean, we're looking at right now a scandal of scandals. Keep in mind, like 48 hours before he left office, just 48 hours, you remember that? He pardoned his own family. The Biden family got it. 37 other individuals who had death row sentences had them all converted to life in prison. I mean, he's doing all these preemptive pardons for things for people that haven't even asked for a pardon. You got people like Milley, General Milley, getting pardons for people may be mad, but no one's brought an indictment. What are you pardoning him for? Well, who ever heard of this? The question right now is, can he really do this? Is it possible for us to see this being overturned? I don't know, but you know what? We need to find out. It's not like I want death row guys to go back on death row per se, but I do know this. What happened is a travesty of justice. And And as we watch this happen, with the auto pen just like, you know, burning up the ink, just literally just like burning up the ink, you gotta wonder, did he even know what was happening? I want to know. America deserves to know. What was the guy doing who was in the White House? Did he have the competency? Did he have the capability? Did he even care? Did he grant authority for the use of the auto pen? Did he phone it in from his beach house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware? Anyway, the bottom line is this. Ed Martin with the Department of Justice is now looking into whether or not Biden was competent. Here's the quote, was competent and whether others were taking advantage of him using the auto pen or other means. And the focus of the investigation is on all of these pardons. Do you know, by the way, Biden pardoned more people in his, I want to say his last year, than I want to say than any other president in, like basically all presidents over the last century combined.
Yeah.
2,500 in one day on one of the swatch. I mean,
that is one of the biggest pieces of evidence that shows no human being, let alone Biden in his state, could do something like that. So it was like all of his millennial staffers who had access to the auto pen just cranking them out. So yes,
it became an agenda and not just a case by case review of whether somebody had things, you know, had been, you know, overly sentenced or had you know, been sentenced under laws that no longer exist. It was none of that. It was just basically, it was an agenda. When you commute every sentence on death row in federal prison, every single one of them, that's no longer a case by case basis. That's actually nothing more than an agenda. And you got to wonder, did he know he was doing it? I want to know. And by the way, if we waste our time and don't do this while we can, we'll never know, because they will bury it and we'll never find out. So I'm saying get her done, folks. Get her done. Waste no time. Go street rules on it and get it done while you can, because now is the time. You may never get this big of an opportunity again. Democrats are reeling, and it is absolutely time. Got a ton of text messages, you guys. I'm going to start diving into the text messages right after we get back. I bet there's at least 20 or more lined up right now in the queue. Loving this. The text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And last thing on the way out the door for this break, I will just tell you, if you go to rightsidemedia.org, on the shop tab for t-shirts, hats, bin shot glasses, all the stuff that we have in our merchandise store, it's all 10% off if you use the promo code JUSTRIGHT. That's the promo code, JUSTRIGHT. Go get you some stuff, 10% off, compliments of us. All right, man. Well, listen, the music's about to play, but I'll just say it's going to frustrate the stew out of me. I recognize it'll give me more to talk about if Republicans fail on this mission they're on right now. But I think I'd just rather have nothing to talk about, just to be honest. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.